good evening or good afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this, and welcome to the previews for the fantastic Saratoga card this evening. I'm going to get right into the Grade 1 action with the Personal Ensign Stakes, where I actually fancy Untappable to reverse the form with stop charging Maria, just basically on account of the weight turnaround that there should be from their meeting in the Shuvi handicap. Sheer Drama is not going to be far away, and neither should Got Lucky on all known form, but I really like chances of Untappable at the prices today. She was a tad disappointing. Maybe in visual impression when second the Ogden Phillips, but it's worth remembering the heights that this horse can actually reach. She is the Breeders' Cup Ladies Classic Champion. She ran a big race last time. She generally has kept all her form. Admittedly, it'd be nice if she had actually won here, but generally speaking, I think she's the best at the prices and what looks to be a very strong feature to get things kicked off. I'm a bit scared of Sheer Drama just on the account of that she's progressing rapidly, as 2010 Breeders' Cup Sprint with a big drama did. And I expect Got Lucky to be there after a couple of impressive wins. Sheer Drama had America well held in the third when they met, and Tiz Windy was behind Stop Charging Maria and Untappable in the Personal Ensign. So I can kind of see it playing to form again. In the Ballerina Stakes, we've got what is likely to be a feature of many of tonight's races, which is a fiercely contested pace. Well, it's a feature of American racing, really. And today's favourite, La Verdad, I hope I said that right, who has been extremely impressive in winning at Belmont and over a furlong shorter in the Honourable Miss handicap, loves to have the lead. It's going to be tough for anything to hang with her, but she's going to be under a fair bit of pressure if Mary Meadow also sit on the pace. I can see her getting some pressure today early on. And not just that also, but this is a step up in class for Linda Rice's charge. So while I got the utmost respect for her, I'm also not keen to take 2-1 in general. And all that aside, there are two others who I'm quite keen on. The first of them is Dame Dorothy. She's adaptable to pace. She can race hard and press the lead. She can also sit and come from well back. In Javier Castellano, hopefully she's got the jockey to make the right calls and at the right time. In May she won the Hurana Distaff when just getting past Judy the Beauty. That is really, really top class form here, given that Judy the Beauty is a bit of a Breeders' Cup regular, second in the Filly Mare Sprint in 20 in 2013 and the winner in 2014. That is the kind of level you need to reach in to win this race. She won at Belmont last time out. She is 4 for 4 from 7 furlongs, and she's best fresh, apparently. So from just the 9 starts as well, she might still be improving, and I think she's got a big chance of 4 to 1. I'm also going to take Unbridled Forever. She's unbeaten at 7 furlongs, and not just that, I think she's also going to enjoy what might be a strong pace here. I think she's definitely a 7 furlong horse. I've seen her fail to stay a few times. She was actually 5th in the distaff at the Breeders' Cup and just made her return here, of course, in distance 24 days ago. If she comes on from that, she should take the beating. Moving on to the King's Bishop. This is a very, very tricky. This is a very tricky event. Holy Boss won the Amsterdam Stakes, I think, is the child leading on here. But you've also got Carry Back Stakes from a Grand Billy, and you've got Competitive Edge, who won the Hopeful Stakes here last year, and was actually 4th in the Haskell at Monmouth Park. And so it's tricky to really get a kind of grip of the handle. For me personally, Competitive Edge looked very good last year as a 2-year-old. I'd say he's be the choice. He's a bit disappointing for his 3-year-old career, and if that was the actual that can't be his best form, is what I'm trying to say. I personally think that he'd be my choice, but I don't necessarily know it's a race I'm desperate to have a bet in. So I'd say Competitive Edge is the pick, and so far for the races we've done in the Personal Ensign, it's Untappable. In the Ballerina, it's Dame Dorothy to win and Unbridled Forever each way. And in the King's Bishop, I'd say tentatively Competitive Edge, although the very Watershed was very impressive on his debut here, and that he's pitched in to the deep end so early, I think said a lot about what connections think of him. And these are wise connections. Godolphin America, in my opinion, superior to the European outfit. So I personally would take him very seriously, and he might be an each way wager for those who can take the chance of that potential. But it looks a race best left to me. I don't know that they're the greatest bunch. After this, we're moving on to some of the feature events, including a horse I think is overpriced and the lock of the day, as Americans would like to say. Thanks for listening.